Welcome! Today we're heading to Italy's Dolomites, where pale rock towers rise above green valleys and village life sets a calmer rhythm. This is a mountain journey for travelers who want beauty, good walking, and time to breathe. You do not need to treat the Dolomites as an endurance test. A thoughtful base, a few gentle outings, and room for changing weather can reveal just as much. Arrival often feels cinematic, but quietly so. Forested slopes give way to enormous, jagged walls of stone, their color shifting from soft gray to warm pink as the light moves. Then come the smaller details. Wooden balconies, church towers, flower-filled meadows, and streets that grow still in the evening. The scale of the peaks is dramatic. The daily pace beneath them can be wonderfully modest. My first piece of advice is simple. Resist the urge to cross the range every day. The Dolomites reward lingering. Sit with a coffee, notice the clouds, and let one valley become familiar. Choose a village as your base, whether you are drawn to a broad valley, a quieter hamlet, or a livelier mountain town. From there, meadows, cable car access passes, and trailheads can feel much less complicated. The landscape constantly changes character. One moment you are walking through pastureland with cowbells in the distance. The next, a path bends toward sheer limestone formations that seem almost architectural. For a first visit, seek walks described locally as easy or moderate, and ask what is suitable that day. A short circuit around an alpine lake or across open meadows can be more memorable than chasing the most famous viewpoint. And leave space for village life. Browse a bakery, pause in a small square, or watch the late afternoon light reach the upper cliffs. Those unplanned intervals are part of the destination, not a break from it. For a short stay, make day one intentionally light. Arrive, settle into your chosen area, take a brief village walk, and identify the local information point, bus stop, or trail access for the following morning. On day two, choose one accessible scenic walk. Start early enough to avoid rushing, carry water and an extra layer, and turn back if weather builds. Mountain plans should be flexible, not a test of determination. For day three, combine a nearby village visit with a second gentle outing. Perhaps a meadow path, a panoramic lift, where appropriate, or a short route from a mountain refuge. Keep the distances realistic for your group. That may sound restrained, but it is the point. Two well-chosen walks seen in good conditions are often better than a packed list of crossings, drives, and hurried photographs. Food here has the generosity you want after a mountain day. Look for hearty dumplings, pasta dishes with alpine character, cured meats, local cheese, and apple-based desserts that feel especially right when the air turns cool. Small local restaurants and mountain refuges can be a lovely part of the route. Be patient during busy periods, learn a little about what is produced nearby, and remember that these are working communities, not just scenic backdrops. The best season depends on the trip you want. Warmer months generally suit many walks and green valleys. Shoulder periods can feel quieter, though conditions are more variable and some services or routes may be limited. Winter is a different Dolomites, shaped around snow and winter travel. Whatever the season, check local conditions before heading out. Trail access, mountain weather, and transport can change quickly. Trains and regional buses can make a lower-stress approach possible in many areas, although connections need advance planning. If you drive, expect parking pressure at popular places and avoid unnecessary daily car journeys by staying in one base. The most useful Dolomites plan is not an ambitious checklist. Choose one area, move slowly, and let the weather guide your days. Stay on marked paths, carry out what you bring in, and give alpine habitats and village residents real consideration. Thank you for listening. I hope your journey through the Dolomites leaves you with clear air, full plates, and a gentler way of seeing the mountains. Safe travels and goodbye for now.